2817 Coastal One Properties LLC seeks a special use exception to place an off-premise sign, sections 11580, 11581, 115, 159.5, and 115210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 1,800 feet northwest of Holland Glade Road, Road 271. The 911 address is 19563 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 334, map 13, parcel 325.33. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jason Dean, 10152 Sunnyside Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, it is.
You may present your case, sir.
I'm here representing Coastal One Properties LLC, P.O. Box 326, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971. Looking to install a billboard at the address that was stated. Let me go to my notes here, 12x48 billboard, so under section 115-159.5B, we meet front, side, and rear yard setbacks. It is one side, one sign per side, no more than two signs. Not within 150 feet of a dwelling, church, school, or public lands. Route 1 is four or more travel lanes. The separation distances are well met, with the adjacent billboards being 4,108 feet and 2,388 feet, which meets the 600 feet separation distance requirement. We're 35 foot overall height. With it being 12x48, it's 576 square feet per side that meets the maximum of 600 square feet. We have the letter of no objection from DLDOT. Hopefully that's in your packet. And other than that, I'm here to field questions.
Questions? Is this an electronic sign?
No, sir. This is a static billboard.
Okay. Any intention of making an electronic sign?
I'm not sure what the owner's intentions are in the future. I may be back. I may not. Who knows? So.
What's on the property?
The property itself is it's going to be in front of PetSmart, the old Kmart shopping center.
Mr. Sharp, if they chose to change it from just a static sign to one of the lit signs, would it be any different than what they're doing today?
Yeah, there's some different requirements. I know Mr. Dean was active in when we were looking at the sign ordinance 7-8 years ago, whenever it was. And there are some different requirements there, separation, lighting, motion, those things. So if they were to ever change that, which it doesn't appear that they are at this point, but if in the future they were, they would have to meet those requirements as well and come back for a special use exception for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
No, it does. If in the future, it does meet those as well. So,
do you feel this will have any effect on property values?
It absolutely should increase the property value of the property around the commercial property that it joins to the structure, yes.
Does it contain lighting, or is it lit from?
It will have LED lighting that's controlled from timers, or a timer and a photo cell.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I'm familiar with this site. I think to the south of it is the Tanger, one of the Tanger outlets. To the north of it, there's some strip mall with some restaurants and what have you, I think, in that area. And on the site, there's a Chick-fil-A and a few other businesses. Where it appears to be located, does that present any visibility issues that you're aware of on Route 1?
No, it should be fine.
Okay. And I seem to think that there's an entrance there off of the Tanger property coming onto Route 1, but it would seem to me that wouldn't be any line of sight issues because it's the opposite direction of where folks would be looking.
You have 23 feet to the bottom.
Okay. Had there been any discussions with any of the neighbors about this that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. Other than, obviously, it was advertised for this hearing. So.
Sure. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir. I appreciate your consideration.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12817 for Coastal One Properties?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line would like to speak.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions?
Anything else?
Is it, this is for a definite time, or?
Yeah, there's no
time limit.
I mean, you could put one, but it's not solid.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12817 for Coastal One Properties and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12817 for Coastal One Properties LLC for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved, sir.